Father, we bless your name this day. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us, O Lord. We exalt your name. Lord, we bless you, for you are good, you are kind. Thank you because of your grace upon us, your mercy. We honor you. We bow before you, Lord. We lay our crown and we say, thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord. We worship you. You are good. You are kind. We honor you, O Lord. Blessed be your name. And Father, we are before you this day. We call upon you, O Lord. We ask that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of July, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon you. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me, because the Lord is with me. I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I send the word of the Lord ahead of me. The scripture says, fire goes before the Lord and consume his enemy round about him. The fire of the Lord goes before me into this day and consume every appearances of evil across my way. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the mercy of the Lord speak over my day. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speaks over my day. In the name of Jesus, anywhere my name is called, anywhere my name is mentioned, the mercy of the Lord speaks for me. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy the mercy of the Lord. Today I enjoy the grace of the Lord. Today I enjoy the mercy of the Lord in every direction, in every dimension. In the name of Jesus, oh, mercy speak for me. Mercy goes before me. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand against every activity of darkness over my day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I speak to you this day. You will not abhor evil for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon you, all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day. I declare, no weapon that is put together to stand against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them, and their words are canceled. Their words are made of no effect over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, the hand of the Lord is upon my day. The mercy of the Lord speak concerning me. I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, today I will not be cut off from my supply of help. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy the goodness and the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. My needs are supplied. In the name of Jesus, oh, I am connected to the endless supply of my provision. In the name of Jesus, I will not be limited in my supply of help, for I enjoy the timely and eternal help of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am truly blessed. The favor of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare over my day, oh, this day you are blessed. In the name of Jesus, I speak over my storehouses. The Lord sent his blessing upon me, upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the Lord open unto me his treasures. Oh, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. Today, I receive the goodness of the Lord. I receive the pleasures of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the plan of the enemy is frustrated over me. The tokens of the wicked is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, today, as I go out, I enjoy angelic assistance, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. Oh, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The grace of the Lord is upon me. As I go today, I enjoy the benefit of his mercy. I enjoy the benefit of his favor. I enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to continue in our prayer, in praying for these people that are still in the den of the wicked. Let us continue to ask for the mercy of the Lord over them. Let us continue to ask for the mercy of the Lord over this nation, over our government, over the people of this nation, and most especially in this very state. Ask for the mercy of the Lord. Father, over these children and their teachers that have been kidnapped, Lord, mercy. Father, we speak your mercy over them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that your mercy will speak over them in the name of Jesus. Let mercy prevail over their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, let mercy prevail in the name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy prevail over judgment. Let your mercy prevail over the wickedness of men in the name of Jesus. We ask, O God, over this nation, Lord, that you will pull down the enterprise of wickedness in Nigeria, that they will no longer prosper in their enterprise in the name of Jesus. Not that they will be disgraced alone, but that they will be taken out of their place, that their name and their history will be forgotten in the history of life in the name of Jesus. Father, you will arise and you will dethrone the enterprise of wickedness in this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask concerning this forthcoming election, we ask, O God, by your mercy, you will take charge in the name of Jesus. You will scatter the assembly of the wicked concerning this nation in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. By the grace of God, we are going to continue in the prayer we started yesterday. But before we continue in that prayer, I want to remind you that tomorrow, by the grace of God, is our prayer launch. Tomorrow is the second Thursday of the month. So tomorrow is our prayer launch by 12 noon, by the grace of God. And on the 19th of this July, by 4 p.m., we are going to be having our first edition of Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy, which is theme Feast of Mercy. It's going to come up by 4 p.m. on Sunday, 19th on July. And on the 30th of this month, we are going to be having a special edition of our Time of Refreshing. It's going to start by 12 noon, by the grace of God. Tomorrow, 12 noon, Sunday, 4 p.m. on the 30th, Thursday, 12 noon as well, at our place of fellowship, Oluwadamilari Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Jokudu Junction, Songo Eleeli Road, Don, in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We are going to continue in the prayer that we started yesterday. Our anchor scripture is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. By the grace of God today, our prayers will be coming from Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 and 15, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I want you to arise in your place of prayer this morning and declare over your life, I blot out with the blood of Jesus and writing of evil ordinances, ordinance of vengeance, ordinance of witchcraft. I blot you out by the blood of Jesus. You are cancelled by the blood of Jesus over my life in the name of Jesus. Every ordinances of witchcraft, ordinances of evil over my life, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You are blotted out by the blood of Jesus. Every evil ordinance that has been prepared, sealed by the blood of wickedness, oh, over my life, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I break the seal with the blood of Jesus. Oh, I break that seal with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Every sealed ordinance of wickedness concerning my destiny, I break you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, my life is in the hand of the Lord Jesus. The desire of the Lord concerning me is to give me a future, a hope, and an expected end. Therefore, every prepared ordinance of darkness, prepared ordinance of vengeance over my life, you are broken, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. The scripture says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against me, which was contrary to me, my Lord Jesus Christ took it out of the way and nailed it to his cross. Oh, I nail you to the cross of Christ. You have no place to stand in my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your life ordinances of evil. You will not stand. Ordinance of vengeance. You will not stand. In the name of Jesus, every ordinance that is prepared, sealed at the altar of witchcraft over my life, I break the seal by the blood of Jesus. I break that seal because the Lord Jesus has broken the yoke. He has broken the seal by his blood. The seal of evil ordinance over me is broken, and the blood of Jesus cancel the handwriting over me. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. I cancel every established ordinance of wickedness over my life. Pray and tell the Lord, establish ordinance of wickedness over me, ordinance of wickedness in my lineage. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Declare by the word of the Lord, I cancel you over my life in the name of Jesus. You will not stand. You will not stand over me in the name of Jesus. Cancel them by the blood of Jesus. I want you to pray. Every ordinances of men that is prepared to stand against me, in the name of Jesus, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Ordinances of wickedness that is put together to pull down my portion, to pull down my destiny, in the name of Jesus, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every coming together of the wicked to put an evil ordinance together against my life, oh, it will not stand in the name of Jesus. Over my life, it will not stand, for it is written concerning me, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, ordinances of wickedness, you have no place to settle. The only ordinance that stands over me is the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ died for me and has redeemed me from the power of darkness into the marvelous light of his kingdom. Ordinance of darkness, you have no place over me. In the name of Jesus, you are broken. Your seal is broken by the blood of Jesus. You are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Every evil handwriting, every record of evil, every record of vengeance that is prepared over my lineage, as far as for me and my household, in the name of Jesus, you will not stand. I set you on fire. I declare the fire of Holy Ghost upon you. I set you on fire. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray as I round up this morning. Beloved, I want to encourage you, please go through this prayer. I know if the Lord will permit us, we are going to continue tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is actually a prayer day for us. Second Thursday of the month is a prayer day for us. And if the Lord is leading you, you can join us even with fasting as we pray as well tomorrow, as the Lord will be leading us. I want you to take this prayer. As I round up, I pull down every stronghold of wickedness over my portion in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of wickedness over my portion, I pull you down. Evil ordinance, you are taken out of my way and you are nailed to the cross of Christ in the name of Jesus. Stronghold of wickedness, I pull you down. Evil ordinance, I take you out of my way and I nail you to the cross in the name of Jesus. I declare the word of the Lord upon you in the name of Jesus. The ordinances of evil is cancelled over you. Ordinances of wickedness, ordinances of vengeance, ordinances of witchcraft over you is cancelled in the name of Jesus. Every sealed ordinance of evil, in the name of Jesus, I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic influence over any evil words spoken concerning you, over any evil handwriting written concerning you, they are cancelled, defeated by the blood of Jesus. Oh, they are pulled down in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of wickedness around you is pulled down in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord show you mercy. May you enjoy the goodness and the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, I want you to know that the only way by which the ordinances of darkness will not keep standing against you is when you give your life to Jesus. You sign over the contract of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You give your life to him, that the Lord will take charge. He will break the seal of wickedness over your life. He will break demonic influence over you. Sign your life over to him and you enjoy peace that you have never enjoyed before in his presence. It is well with you. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.